Australia's First Peoples are the most incarcerated people on the planet. But in this year's federal budget, no money was allocated to closing the gap in imprisonment. Instead, the government has rolled out new schemes that target and criminalise welfare recipients and people from marginalised communities. Miles Herbert asked Talia Anthony from the Faculty of Law at the University of Technology, Sydney, why the federal budget doesn't reflect how big of an issue Indigenous incarceration is, and if the programs being implemented will further exacerbate this issue.
Well, for Indigenous people, the chances of being placed in prison are greater than any other people across the whole globe. So they are about 27 times more likely than non-Indigenous people to be locked up, and that rate is increasing every year.
There's been no federal funding in this year's budget to go towards kind of, you know, bringing those incarceration rates down. Do you think there should be federal funding in looking into this issue?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, about a year ago, the federal government provided a reference to the Australian Law Reform Commission to address and propose law reform for reducing Indigenous incarceration. And it did absolutely that at the end of last year, so in December 2017, and it was tabled in Parliament early this year, with, you know, hundreds of recommendations to, issues regarding the ways in which Indigenous incarceration could be lowered, including through initiatives by the federal government. So after undertaking that inquiry and being given highly practical suggestions, this budget does not reflect any commitment to implementing those recommendations.
Why do you think the government is ignoring these issues?
That I think is largely ideological rather than looking at the evidence that's being produced that shows that there needs to be a commitment to support rather than simply locking up and punishing Indigenous people.
Yeah, on the state level, there's actually been money to building more prisons, more maximum security prisons, more beds, more police, harsher laws around bail and sentencing. Do you think this will exacerbate the issue?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fact that, you know, we're seeing new prisons in Victoria, we're seeing one of the largest private prisons being built in Grafton, New South Wales. We're literally seeing billions of dollars in the expansion of the prison industry, shows that governments are preempting this increase, and it's absolutely going to be driven by things like tougher bail laws.
Yeah, last year in the federal budget, we kind of saw the government turn to punishing welfare recipients with the drug testing for the welfare recipient scheme. And this year, we've kind of seen something similar and something on that trend with what they're calling the encouraging lawful behavior of income support recipients. And it's an act that, you know, punishes people and hunts people down who have unpaid fines, unpaid court fines, or unpaid Centrelink debts. And, you know, this could lead to incarceration. Do you think schemes like this are kind of, you know, designed and play into the over-policing narrative?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's hugely ironic as well, because if you look at the issue of fines and debt, it's an issue related to poverty. And those people who are poorest, those people who are receiving welfare, which is, you know, very, very low, so to punish them again is really deepening segregated and divided Australian society.
Yeah, in last night's speech, the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, said, well, he promised the Australian people that the government was going to, quote, hunt down criminals. So these words kind of align with the narrative?
Yeah, and I think, you know, although those are very general terms, the reality is that who is a criminal is very much constructed subjectively and in a very discriminatory way, and tends to not hunt down everyone, for example, not all drug takers, but focuses on certain people in a very targeted way. So, you know, we focus on welfare recipients, we focus on Indigenous people, focus on young boys, and so it's not simply that there is a concern about criminality or safety. The concern is more about trying to weed out those who are already marginalised and trying to place them outside of the structures of social inclusion and social support. And I think, you know, like in the past where you have Indigenous people being placed on missions or government settlements, it's like prisons have become this new enclave.
Talia Anthony from the Faculty of Law at the University of Technology, Sydney, ending that report by Miles Herbert.